Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio Live. Jim Masters here. It is 3 p.m. Eastern and noon Pacific as we broadcast coast to coast and around the world from the broadcast center here of CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live. It is Wednesday, December 12, 2018 at the time of this broadcast, and this is part one of an exclusive two-part series that we're kicking off here on CUTV News Radio Live with our guest expert, Jean-Francois Morin of Expand. He is in Quebec City, Quebec, Canada. And the broadcast, in addition to being live worldwide right now, will also be available as well, which I think is terrific, on demand, 24/7, 365. So it's available on demand as well. And again, our pleasure to make it available on demand so you can hear it live now, or you can share this link with your family, friends, colleagues, and associates around the world, and they can hear the broadcast as well. As we welcome Jean-Francois Morin of Expand to our broadcast, sort of setting the stage here, you know, in our volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world, organizations that care only about their bottom line, we're learning, are unsustainable. To be fit for the future and continue to compete, these organizations must expand their leadership capabilities through values, quality processes, and mastery. Expand is an international consulting, coaching, and training consortium that specializes in helping organizations and their people find their calling and reach their full potential. And Jean-Francois Morin leads Expand Canada. He says it's all about growing to their next level of leadership, which is healthy leadership. Healthy leadership is really, to them, all about developing self-leadership, team leadership, and organizational leadership. Healthy leadership trickles down throughout the organization. That is their basic mission. According to Jean-Francois, many organizations with a traditional authoritarian-based management model would do better sort of letting in more inspiration. Organizations who design a shared value, co-responsible model of leadership are more flexible and provide top-level customer service experiences. The world is changing, and you have to really be fit and adapt to it all. So whenever an organization is on the spectrum, what they do at Expand is help it grow to the next level. They believe in value-centered leadership, very important, which is about building the leader's character and competence. It's a growing process of helping them identify how they can best contribute to the organization, considering the mission and the objectives and the strategic planning of the organization. So to help strategize for the future, Expand's clients explore their values, talents, motivational circumstances, and through, of course, their history in creating life planning process designed to move on to the next steps in achieving mastery. Building healthy organizations is really about intentionally designing. So creative life planning is really the core of what Expand does. And they help people find out what their calling is, what they would like to be doing with their lives, what it is they're striving for, what would they like to accomplish, what are their values, what are the values they have, how can they bring out their best potential, who would they like to serve, you know, because we all need resilient leaders to build resilient organizations. My pleasure again to welcome Jean-Francois Morin of Expand to CUTV News Radio Live for what is today part one of an exclusive CUTV News Radio Live two-part series. Jean-Francois, thank you very much for joining us here on CUTV News Radio Live. It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome you.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is my pleasure to have you here, and we thank you. You know, very, very excited about this topic and the way things are changing and how companies are having to reevaluate leadership and the way that they sustain themselves and incorporating the visions and perspectives of their employees and others that work with them. Tell us about the incredible work of Expand. And so for the audience knows, we're spelling it X-P-A-N-D. Tell us about the amazing work that you do. I sort of set the stage with the introduction, but I'd love to hear how you describe the work that you do at Expand.
Well, Expand has been around, as you mentioned, for well over 30 years. It started in Europe, and we've had the pleasure of serving well over 50,000 people in 20 different countries. We currently have 12 offices, mainly in Europe. So we have very large teams in Germany and in the Netherlands, but we're also in South Africa and here in Canada. Our mission, what's our reason of existing, of existence, is that we want to support people, organizations, and communities as well to find and fulfill their calling, to bring out the best of their potential. So although we've been here for a long time, we're only 125 professionals and consultants. If you add up the people who are around us, staff and collaborators, it's closer to 180 people, but it's a very small team, and there is a reason for that, because we like to put the emphasis on quality rather than quantity. So we want to bring in the people who are best suited to help us in that mission. So we've been serving, of course, corporate clients in all sorts of fields like automotive, pharma, insurance, banking, financial services, family-owned business. You know that in Germany, the majority of businesses are family-owned. Healthcare organizations, government development aid organizations, churches. So Expand International is the anchor, and all other national organizations are linked to the international organization, but we're a culture-driven organization, and we leave a lot of space for the national organizations to thrive and develop and bring out what's specific in their own national culture. So that's how we like to grow. That's where we find our empowerment, our motivation. We're like a family, really.
Which is great, and that's a great way to operate from that vantage point and that perspective. You know, organizations, which I mentioned in the introduction, and it's so true. And I think there's a massive shift happening where companies, organizations are realizing this, that the companies and the organizations that really only focus on and only hit upon and care about the bottom line really are unsustainable. What are today's, some of the things in addition to that, that the realization of that, that today's organizations you're finding from your perspective, Jean-Francois, that they're struggling with these days?
Well, in order to be futurable and fit for the future, you have to start in reality. You have to see exactly what's happening around you. You know, looking back at the Fortune 500 size companies, nowadays the life expectancy, if we may say, of a company like that is about 15 years, whereas 100 years ago, the life expectancy of a large organization would be more than four times that length, so maybe 60 years or more. And today, it's definitely not like that, and there's a reason for this. And the reason is that everything is getting more complex. Business is 35 times more complex. That's what the BCG Institute tells us. And we live in a world which is characterized as the VUCA world, for V-U-C-A, and very few people know about that. And the V stands for volatile. The world is volatile today. And that says something about the rate of change. Change is so fast that it creates fragility in organizations. So you have to know exactly where you have that spot where you're more fragile. The U for uncertainty. It's very hard nowadays, very hard to predict the future anymore. The strategic planning process has changed in the last 20 years dramatically, where it's now possible to go in a lot of directions simultaneously. So that has an effect on the designing of organizations. So you have to be really aware that what you're setting out today might not hold tomorrow. So, and the C of VUCA is for complexity. So there's ever-increasing knowledge. The quantity of information available multiplies many-fold, many times over, very rapidly, and it's very hard, very difficult to move your way around. So the new goal now is to be able to welcome the complexity, and you know, to reduce it and keeping its beauty. And just to keep the line of the progression of what's happening, and that's a skill, a competence which is not very widespread these days. And the A of VUCA in today's reality stands for ambiguity. The world today is so much filled with contradictory information. The world has become a means to advance personal agendas. We see that constantly in the media. And algorithms actually decide what you get. So steering an organization in the VUCA world brings great risks. Well, you might be overwhelmed by VUCA if you don't pay much attention, or if you don't prepare it, if you don't make sure that you're fit for this environment. So when you don't actually intentionally design, you give the wheel to VUCA. It's, VUCA decides for you, and then you're spun around, and you don't have much control. And you might also have an unhealthy response to the disruption in the market. So if you're not designing, you're not innovating. And if you're not innovating, then the response that you actually bring out is some sort of disbelief. And the reaction to that is stubbornness. And that just clouds innovation. Of course,
it does.
If you're not future fit, profits go down because you only look at one aspect of your structure, and it's much more than finance and results. There's people. You have to pay attention to your processes, to your organization, your strategy, your innovation, to your customer orientation. And you have your top talent leaving, and then the business is closed, and then you run around trying to extinguish a fire. So you have to start from reality. That's the key point where we focus in all of what we do with our clients.
That's really important. It's a beautiful way to go about it, and an effective way to go about it. So initially, you really need to find your calling, right? How do you have an organization before you've found your calling? Does that happen sometimes? People build the business, but it's not necessarily their calling or they're not sure it is. Tell us a little bit about the importance of finding the calling, because my assumption is, and I know from my own work, working in television, radio, broadcast media, all the work I've done, this is my calling, and out of the excitement, enthusiasm, and passion for the calling, it makes me much more productive, much more enthused, much more effective as a communicator because I'm living my calling. That's really important with organizations and individuals, right?
Absolutely. You're pointing to a central question of great importance. Actually, organizations have an authentic self, as individuals have authentic self. Organizations, organic and organizations, there's a common root here. And so organizations have strength, they have values. One researcher in Munich, Ulrich Hemmel, pointed out, working on values, that the de facto values of an organization are actually the sum total of the values of the leaders of the organization. So what's true of the management translates at the organizational level in terms of values, whereas an individual would have what we might call virtues, which is a virtue is a positive attitude which is constant. So when an individual has virtue, the organization actually has standards, which is tantamount. It's the same thing. It's just translated to the organizational level. And then individuals have competencies. Organizations have competencies. Individuals have knowledge. And organizations have know-how. Individuals have behavior. Organizations have an effect in reality. So the organizations with its culture, its history, its personality, their weaknesses, they thrive to find their significance in the market, to fill the market where they should be. They want to serve. They long to find this, as individual people do as well. I mean, we're striving to grow as person. We want to find our place and where we belong and bear fruit and be of service to others. So do organizations. They want to have added value to clients. They want to bring something positive to society. So that's why organizations which only focus on product or a specific aspect without paying attention to their culture and spirit, which should be at the core of all of what they do, have a greater chance of failing. So, in business, if we take the analogy from computers, there's an operating system. You have an operating system. It's your a system of values, and corporations and organizations have an operating system too, like a computer has an operating system. And in our model, the one that we work with the organizations, which we call XOS, X-O-S, for Expand Operational System, culture and spirit is at the core of what actually happens in an organization. And around the culture and spirit, there's leadership, because that culture permeates through the leaders at all the levels of the organization. And then your leadership actually has a better handle on a number of areas, the dimensions of your healthy organizations, like customer orientation. like how you do your strategy and innovation, how you would set up your organizations and your processes, because it's very important to have processes that actually work and that are built to last. And people, how do you treat people? I mean, that has to relate to a set of organizational values and practices. And of course, finances and results. And you were asking, what do you see in the organizations with which you you work? What we find out actually is that what has the best outcome is when the companies co-create with the customers. They don't necessarily come out with a product that they think is the one fitting the needs of the customer, but they bring the customers in as users, not as buyers. There's a different take here. So that's getting out there and seeking customer inspiration more than their satisfaction. So that's when a business actually caters for many different scenarios, to many different needs. So it's a different approach to the market. An organization which seeks to find its place in the market has to fight the resistance to change, because as individuals resist change, so do organizations. So it's always, the goal is always to recreate your mission, to bring it back, to put it back on the table, to have all levels of management being consulted every now and then to bring their ideas into the process, and letting free ideas and free thought come up, and so that there's a valid contribution. Now you understand that we're way far away from the typical strategy and orientation weekend that you would have every now and then. So, as Expand, we like to partner with our clients and do what we call the 20-mile march with them. 20-mile march is an analogy. You know, if you would have to walk from Los Angeles to New York, that's about 2,000 miles. It would and you would walk the distance in daily 20-mile stretches. It would roughly take about 100 days to cover the entire distance. So that's what actually was found out in having real people do that walk. And others were left to walk, you know, they would stay home on rainy days, and they perhaps would walk 30 miles on bright and sunny days. And these guys that didn't do the regular disciplined 20-mile-a-day walk actually took 150 days to cross the country. So that the point being, you need to have discipline, and it needs to be a continuous process. And we like to be with the client in their continuing process of finding out what their mission is, reviewing it, and making sure that they're always following at speed what's happening. That's what we find works best with the clients that we've been working with.
Now, would you say, with all of that and the expertise and your insight and perspective and your approach, are leaders generally responsive to the Expand approach? What have you found over time?
Well, yes, of course there's a change, and it's a transformational change in how leaders and managers and top management particularly sees its own function, and you know, whereas being people, you know, let's draw a spectrum. Where on the left-hand side you would have organization where there's a strong command, you know, a constant exercise of power by chiefs, highly formal roles in pyramid hierarchies, and top-down command and control, and where, you know, the future is sort of the repetition of the past. And at the right-hand side, you would have, you know, the typical contemporary self-organizing culture with no management and authority, where the leading and the coordinating at meetings is done ad hoc whenever it's needed. You know, when you move from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum, and I mean, there are each model being on the left-hand side, on the right-hand side, has value and has pertinence and is relevant in given context. But sometimes you have to evolve into another. The leaders that we work with, to get back to your question, and tend to transform their leadership into, let's say, whereas it was goal-oriented and rule-based, they move more into the value-oriented and principle-based. So there's less centralization in their field. There's less need for uniformity, but they let in more flexibility. There's more decentralization in the structures that they sit in. Whereas they would negotiate to win, they grow into cooperate to build. Whereas they would say, trust is good, but control is better. They would shift that to control is good, but trust is better. So it's these tiny changes that end up having organizations led by different people. And in the VUCA world, actually, we at Expand worked in a task force with the German researchers in the last years, and we defined five transformational competences for the 21st century CEO. First one being the today's CEO needs to master complexity. That's really important. So to have this ability to value and integrate the great diversity of perspectives, and securing, therefore, the success of the organization. So it's the ability to redefine the mandate of the organization and to make sure that there are flexible reactions to the constantly changing market and world. Second...
A very special guest.
Yes, it's a very special guest indeed. Because, you know, reducing complexity and keeping the beauty of what you're actually reducing, that's an art. That's being an artist. So it's growing in leadership from being a master to being an artist. So that's one step farther.
And you can help so them that's get one there, which I think is amazing. And we've got only a few seconds left. I can't believe this show went by fast. But fortunately for our audience, you will be back next week for part two. Our very special guest is Jean-Francois Morin of Expand. And as he's been so eloquently and beautifully detailing, the company is amazing, an international consulting, coaching, and training consortium that specializes in helping organizations and their people around the world find their calling and reach their full potential. At Catherine leads Expand Canada. To learn more, you can go to this website, www.expand.eu. And Expand is spelled X-P-A-N-D. So it's xpand.eu. Jean-Francois, an amazing show. Thank you so very much for joining us for part one of your exclusive two-part series with us. We appreciate the work that you're doing, making our world a better place, one person, one organization by a time at a time. And it's always a pleasure to have an opportunity to speak with people like you who are doing that. And we look forward to chatting with you again on the program next week.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a great pleasure.
You are very, very welcome. Our pleasure. We will chat next week for part two and explore some more. And there's a wealth of more material to be shared with you, audience. So we thank you for listening as well. And we thank our very special guest, Jean-Francois Morin of Expand. Again, I encourage you to go to the website to learn more about what their company does and has done for thousands and thousands of people in several countries, many countries around the world, and might be able to work with you as well. The only way you'll know is if you connect, and do so by going to expand.eu, and that's expand with an X. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we appreciate you being with us today. Stay tuned. More great episodes of CUTV News Radio coming up live right here. Till then, have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.